Good evening, good evening. Hope everybody's doing well. I guess I would like to take this time out to take this pleasure to introduce you guys to my new podcast. In case you don't know, my name is Eddie Key. I'm out of Memphis, Tennessee. Just to give you guys a brief commercial about myself, I've been on my own since I've been 10, man. I went to prison when I was 14. I was bound over as a juvenile. I did time in the juvenile facilities, actually adult facilities as a juvenile, all the way through prison, man. I didn't get out till I was like 21, 22, somewhere around that ballpark. Had a few violations, probation, parole, or whatever, you know, after that incident, but nothing serious pretty much behind it. Been trucking, man. Been doing pretty good for myself. So I would like to share the experience. You know what I mean? It's a lot more come with it. My mom used to sing with Ann Peoples, so I had the pleasure to be around a lot of soul. I am from out of Memphis, Tennessee, born and bred. Let me see here. I'm just pretty much trying to give you guys a little small introduction of myself because we're going to turn this thing all the way up. I'm here. I'm now residing in the 757. You know what I mean? And the crime and the things that I see in the 757, I ain't digging, you know what I mean? I watched several communities of self-destruct. Like I said, I'm a product of that environment. You're going to have to stay tuned to the podcast. I don't want to give you too much too fast. But I would like to help and reach out to a lot of cats, man, that's suffering from pain. They don't have nobody to talk to. Everybody just look at them and be like, you know what I mean? They just hard-headed. They just bad. They just lost cause. So y'all be like, you know, excuse my French for those, you know, it's going to get serious, but y'all be like, fuck it. Y'all don't want to fuck with the little cats. You know what I mean? Because you feel like he ain't shit. He ain't hitting no shit. He ain't going to never be shit. They ain't going to, you know, they don't want to listen. Half of them don't want to listen to you because how your approach be. You know what I'm saying? Then you ain't walking like you're talking. So we're going to see him. We're going to see him. We change the game, man. Somebody needs some, you know, yeah, somebody needs some listening to. And I'm the big homie, man. You can come chop it up with me. I ain't trying to judge you. I ain't trying to ridicule you or nothing. But I'm going to give you some positive criticism, though. If I catch you out of line, if you ain't, you know, you ain't in pocket, something ain't proper, you know, yeah, I'm going to give it to you 100, my nigga. I ain't going to even lie to you. Somebody got to do it. Now, everybody argue about everything else. They talk about Jay-Z, his basketball, and his team, and who got the best hits, and who got the pop song, who slamming, who jamming. They talk about all this whole other bullshit. But when it come down to our kids self-destructing, you know what I mean? Lost, you know what I mean? All this out the Bible, pretty much. You know what I mean? I come from a different breed. Like I said, I don't want to give you too much too fast. I just want to give you a little small snippet, kind of give you an introduction to who I am. That's why I'm sitting where I'm sitting. The background and everything ain't going to change, baby, when I get going. But like I said, I just want to pretty much let you guys know that this thing gets serious. It's going to get real serious. I hope somebody understand what I'm trying to do. Hope you support. Hope you tune in and kind of, you know, help out whenever need be. No, I would like to put some boxing centers in this community. I would like to put some better recreation centers for these kids. I would like to find some little small companies for these kids to do where they can make a little change. I mean, like they say, money is the root of all evil. So when you got crime and you got them shooting and killing and they gang banging, they around here can't get along. 9 times out of 10, the only reason they're doing it is because it's a lack of money. You put a little money around there, 9 times out of 10, they ain't gonna do them smoke dope and they gonna be trying to get freaky. I ain't gonna even lie to you. When they ain't trying to smoke dope and trying to get free, they trying to get some money. So whoever getting the most money over here, they gonna be mad at this person. And whoever getting the most money, he gonna be mad at, you know, cause the money ain't equal. But we gonna chop it up. That's all I'm saying. We gonna make sure where everybody, you know, you might not have it, but you gonna be all right. Yeah. Help these kids how to do something with their credit. You know what I mean? You know, it's they took the wood shops out to school. I don't dig that. They took prayer out of school. I don't dig that. You know what I mean? It's a lot of things they kind of, I don't know, man. I guess you could say they sabotaged our kids. But my whole thing is, ain't nobody gonna say nothing. Y'all looking on the news and seeing these kids around here killing each other like this here, man, y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Y'all jump up about George Floyd and all the rest of these folks, man, but when it comes to these children and these babies self-destructing like this here, man, y'all ain't gonna say nothing. I'm sitting here looking at my guy Charleston White trying to do whatever, y'all, whatever he got going on inside, whatever. I ain't trying to use my guy name, you know what I mean, for no type of clout or nothing. But I understand his mission behind the scene as he's, you know what I mean? Hey, man, so, but y'all ain't gonna say nothing. I'm just saying, though, man. I was him. I grew up like that. Yeah, man, from 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Man, I'm jelly, man. I'm in there fighting and riots and all types of shit. Man, I seen y'all niggas get molested and all types of old bullshit, man. Hey, like I said, I wouldn't give you too much too fast, but y'all gonna have to tune in, man. Big Homie Podcast, man, 757, man. We gonna stop the violence, man. At least we gonna try to figure something out, man. He ain't gotta be like this, huh? I ain't gonna even lie. But, like I said, anybody that wanna participate, you wanna share, you wanna donate, you wanna be a part of, you can reach me, 757, You can catch me. I'm gonna put all the links on my website there. I'm gonna make sure I set y'all up right. So by the time this here air, you'll have all the links. You'll have everything you need to get at me. Like I say, I am from the 901. I do Southern blues, Southern soul blues, music. I do all kinds of stuff, man. We're gonna have a great time, but at the same time, we're gonna get to the root of the problem, man. We're gonna talk to the community, man. We're gonna talk to our little homies and see what's going on around this thing, man. Cause somebody just want to be heard, you know what I mean? Sometimes somebody, mama working too hard, you know what I mean? She ain't got time just really get these babies no attention. Daddy, he probably in jail or murdered somewhere already. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, uncle them in the streets, they trying to survive. They got their own families and things, you know, to maintain. So we going to talk to these babies, man. I be the ear. Come holler at Big Homie, man. Yep, Eddie Key. Man, you can find me on Facebook. You can Google me. And find me anything you want to know about me, man. I'm stamped and certified. I'm stamped and certified. I am him. For sure. I just been quiet. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't just never been no people person. But, man, it hurts my heart to see these babies, man, fall by the wayside like this, man. And ain't nobody saying nothing. That's my thing. Y'all just gonna watch these babies just fall over the cliff like this, man. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing. All this social media, man, out here. All this social media. When you got a rap album, when you got a CD, when you trying to sell some cookies, you won't need to come by them old ugly ass goddamn me burritos and shit you got wrapped up. Man, y'all make you find a way. Them bouquets and shit y'all got around, you wanna put a nigga reef, you wanna put it on your dope, all this old bullshit, man. Y'all make sure y'all reach out to a nigga, man. That shit be all on our screen. But can't nobody figure out how we can come together and help these babies, man? Oh, man. Little homie. Man, you out there, dog pound. Man, don't do it, my nigga. Come holler at me, dog. I ain't bullshit. Man, when you're sitting at the house, Pimp Juke, when you're bored, man, when shit got you frustrated, dog, when you smoke your one to the head, my nigga, and you're frustrated, dog, man, you tune in, man. Come holler at your big homie, man. Don't you crash out, dog pound. We ain't gonna even do that, man. I'ma help you out, man. I ain't bullshit. I'ma help you out, man. Same thing for you too, little sook. I ain't lying. Man, if you're frustrated, you trying to figure out that nigga you trying to get with, you looking for comfort, he throwed off, you throwed off. Hey, man, it ain't gonna work. Man, y'all come holler at your big homie, man. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. But like I said, anybody that wanna participate, anybody that wanna, add on, join on, please feel free to contact me. You know what I'm saying? Cause, man, this shit ridiculous, man. Yeah, it's really ridiculous. It really is. I don't like how everybody just write these babies off. They just be like, you know, they look at the news and see, you know, some young cats been committed a crime, they been broke the law. It don't make no sense. These little niggas, they just out here crazy. They don't give a damn about nothing. Hell no, why should they? Y'all don't care about them. Y'all ain't showing no type of love. None. Half of y'all don't even pray for these kids, man. On the cool. I'm just saying, man, I ain't trying to, you know what I mean? But we're gonna get down to it though. We're gonna get down to it, man. We're gonna let these streets talk to y'all, man. Yeah, anybody wanna listen, we're gonna put it out there, man. We're gonna put it up there and it's gonna be stuck there. I ain't lying. Man, we're gonna bring it all to you all. That's all. Show a little. So once again, little homie, little sus, man, it ain't make no difference what age you is. Whatever you're going through, you understand me? Man, you ain't by yourself. Man, I was a crack baby. You understand? Yeah, I was a crack baby. My mama did a whole lot of drugs on me, baby. Yeah. Whole lot of drugs on me. So much drugs, my heart stopped when I was a baby, twice. When I was born, my heart stopped twice. So I come up in that environment. I ain't lying. Man, I done had men standing over us and everything while we sleep. Me and my brothers and sisters laying in the bed. We lay on the floor, as a matter of fact. My sister on the couch. Me and my brother was sleeping on the floor. We had a fan that didn't have a front part to it. It just had the back. And it was so old, and the motor was burnt out. So it only ran for a small period of time. It'll run for a while, but it blow real cold. That joker will run so wild, about a good 20 minutes or so, then it's cut off. So we laying there sleep up under that cold air, up under that fan. We can't hear nothing when that fan, because it's blowing so loud and so strong. But when that fan went off, my brother must have heard him standing in the hallway. And he woke up and he saw this tall ass man standing in the hallway. That man told my brother, "You better lay your ass down, nigga." Now my sister laying on the couch. He could have did whatever he wanted to do to her. We couldn't stop it. We were too little. We were young. Yeah. This man ramshacked our house, grabbed the TV, put it in our garbage can that was outside, and started pushing it up the street. By that time, my brother, he grew him some big kahuna. He didn't run out of the house chasing the man down. "Hey, bring us back our TV." True story. It's true story. I can't make this up. He chasing the man up the street. The man left the TV and everything, the garbage can and the TV right there in the street. And chased him. They robbed us while we was in the house. I ain't lying. I'm just saying, man. I understand. Yeah, I understand the struggle. I ain't come up with a swimming pool in the backyard. You know what I'm saying? Well-to-do family. I had Penelope shoes. At one way, I didn't have no shoe. Yeah. I had the Penelope shoe with the pen in it. All my clothes were hand-me-down. Oh, man, it's going to get... I don't want to give you too much too fast. But like I'm saying, big homie, little homie, big sus, little sus. Hey, man, listen up, man. Anybody that's going through something, man, you want to holler at this big homie, man? Man, come holler at me, man. That's what this podcast is all about, okay? Just put it all in a nutshell. That's what it's all about. Man, listen. I do great music. I love it. I know you guys love it, too. So you can come. We can chop it up over your music. We can do all that. We can have a great time, man. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. 757, stand up, baby. Man, I'm here, man. We here. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't finna go out like this here, man. We gonna make sure these babies be all right, man. But you know what I mean? We gonna move around. We gonna make sure, man, we gonna throw some block parties for these babies so they can have some fun. Man, safe block parties. Look, homie, I'm letting you know up front, man. If you see my name on the fly anywhere, man, your community, throwing anything, look, homie, man, do me a favor, Pimp Jew. Please don't come over there, man, with no guns and no violence, man, because that's what we against. I ain't lying, man. Man, you going to have police everywhere. Don't do us like that, man. We doing this for these babies, man. Your little sister, your little brother, your little cousin them. Yeah, your little nephew them. Yeah, your brother baby them. Yeah, your sister little baby. We doing this for them, man. You know what I'm talking about? So, man, no, man, we ain't going to do it like that, man. We're going to keep it real, man. We're going to keep it all the way funky. We're going to keep it all the way real, man. So, like I say, man, I sure hope y'all enjoy this podcast. I hope to meet some of y'all in person. I hope some of y'all join along with the movement. I hope it branch out, man, from coast to coast, city to city, state to state, town to town. You know what I mean? Almost like a safe haven, almost like a refuge. You know what I'm saying? For the young cats, man, females or whatever. You know what I mean? Just need to go somewhere just to vent. You know what I mean? Just something. Like I said, some boxing centers, man. We need some more boys and girls clubs. Man, they took it all away. They took it all away, man. You know what I mean? Everybody, you know, can't afford nothing all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? But they afford everything, yes. I guess we're going to have to get out here and do it ourselves, man. It ain't shit to buy a football and get with a group of little young cats in the neighborhood, man, toss the ball around. Man, it ain't shit to, man, go get you a basketball, go shoot a little hoop, man. Just don't be fighting with them and shit. You know what I'm talking about? Man, it ain't shit, man, to go to the club with them and chill with them, man, smoke a couple and drink or two, man, long as y'all don't lose your cool once you get on your level. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's cool, man. Man, fuck with your kinfolk, man. Fool with your community, man. Y'all be on something else, man. You still can go to work, still take care of your family. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to write the little nigga off, man. Don't do him like that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what this podcast is about. See, we're going to touch base on all that. Don't turn me up right now, because I get going right now with it. Man, we finna touch base on all that, man. You know what I'm saying? You niggas got too tough and got, you know what I mean, got too big for your britches because, you know, you done outgrown certain stages and certain elements, and, you know what I mean, of your life that you don't do no more. So you don't rock with them. You see them, but you don't even try to give them no game. You don't even try to holler at them. Man, y'all don't even try to holler at them. Man, y'all just let them do what they want to do. I'm just saying, scared of them. I won't say nothing to a nigga. He don't listen to a nigga. He don't listen to it because you don't know how to talk to him. I won't listen to you. Let me tell you something. You think I'm lying? Pull me up, bro. Man, I was so stupid. If you would have called me young nigga, I would have shot you. Yeah, I was him. I was stupid like that. If you would have saw me, excuse me, young nigga. What? Young nigga? I'm finna shoot you. I'm gonna blow your ass off. You know why? Cause in my mind, I feel like you don't respect me. In my mind, the moment you call me young nigga, I feel like you belittling me. You feel like I'm beneath you. And you gonna have me fucked up. I'm gonna blow your ass off. You won't even know why. Cause I ain't even explain it. You just thinking this, I'm tripping. And I may be. I was tripping. And I really was. I was tripping like a motherfucker. But I was just that stupid. It took imprisonment and other shit of my life, you know what I mean, to shape me and mold me into who I am today. They tried to give me life without parole, man. Yeah, I ended up with 10 years. Man, D might be to come up out of there, man. Yeah. So I know, man. I know. But we gonna get to the root of it, man. Like I said, I really hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Trying to make sure I cover all the bases before I turn you guys loose. Let me see here. I'm also interested in working with the young youth in the prison facilities, youth homes. I wanna work with all the knuckleheads. Man, bring me the toughest young niggas you got. That's what I want. Yeah. The ones y'all can't do nothing with. Can't nobody do nothing with. Can't nobody do nothing with. Bring them to me. Man, we ain't got to kill him. Don't kill him. Don't lock him up. Don't dope him up. That'd be the second thing y'all do. If you don't lock him up, you dope him up. You say he crazy. So now you want to pop him up with all types of drugs and send him to all type of sites. And all it's this. It's ADHD. And it's dyslexia. It's this and it's that. Nah, it ain't that. Man, that baby hurt. He needs some attention. He need to be broke down and rebuilt. That's all. That baby need to be broke down and rebuilt. As a baby, he can do that. It's you grown motherfuckers and you can't do that. Nah, you can't do that. That's over with. You made. That's why they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You already there. You stuck. It's up and it's stuck with you old motherfucker. It's over with now. Yeah. Yo, yeah, all the people is over with. You can't. Mm-mm. But the babies, their mind's still developing. They're still growing. So that, you know, you're able to break them down and rebuild them all over again. You know what I'm saying? And you can do it for the good. You can do it for the good. And that's what's going on. That's what's going on. We can't just sit by and just let these babies just self-destruct like that, man. Anybody gonna say nothing? Somebody gotta care. They'll listen to somebody. It's just all about your approach. It's all about your approach. You just can't approach them no any kind of way, man. You can't go. You gotta respect them folks, man. Respect little homie. Man, you gotta respect little homie now. But I respect you. I respect you, little homie. I fool with you, man. I ain't lying. Just come holler at me, man. That's all I'm saying. And whatever we talk about, man, off the air or whatever, I'm letting you know up front, my nigga. It's confidential, dog. Yeah, but I'm here for you, man. My name Eddie Key. Yep, just like this shirt. Yep. You can Google me. You can YouTube me. You can Facebook me. You can Instagram me, TikTok me. You can do all that, man. All I'm saying is 757, we here, baby. We out here for these babies, man. But I ain't going to hold y'all too much longer. I'm just going to let y'all know that I'm glad to be here. I appreciate y'all for giving me this opportunity to show some love to the 757 from the 901. I hope this journey be a great one. I hope it be a successful one. Shout out to Miss Atkins, Monica Atkins, 757 Stop the Violence. Shout out to your love. I do a lot of work with her. Like I say, once again, we're going to get to the root of it. So if anybody got any questions, any problem, any issues, you want to talk about anything, you got something on your mind, you got a nice little record, you want me to hear, rap, I listen to some rap, long as we ain't talking about no violence, long as we ain't talking about busting nobody's head, long as we ain't talking about robbing and kicking in no doors and raping no women and beating up old people. Long as we ain't talking stupid talk. That's stupid talk to me. That's stupid talk. That's why I don't even really listen to rap. Like I said, I like Southern Soul. I do Southern Soul myself. I don't even just too much care for rap like that. I hate the violence that it promotes. It promotes all the killing. It promotes the shooting and the bust of head, shoot him, blow his ass off. I got my chopper, pop, 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 AK, do, 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 do. Fuck that. I don't want to hear that shit. I just dodged a damn bullet for fucking with AKs and choppers and shit. Had AKs and shit hidden in my mama's attic. You know what I'm saying? Can't go home, but I gotta catch her when she woke. I can run through there. Let me put this up, mama, right quick for me. And I slide to put it in her attic while she in the back. All right, I'm gone, mama. I'll talk to you later. Might not see you for the next 2-3 months. I got a whole AK in her attic, though. I'm just saying. I'm about sick of that shit. Might want to hear that. What the love is? What they talking about take care of your kids? Then everybody talking about some how they such a single mother, how they working so hard by themselves. They ain't got no help. They need this. They need that. They ain't got this. They ain't got that. Come on, man. How y'all gonna condone the same shit that's causing you to be in the situation that you're in? Ain't nobody gonna say nothing. So no, man, we finna cut this shit out. We ain't finna keep doing that. Nah, we ain't gonna keep doing that. We ain't finna keep doing that. We ain't finna keep doing that. We ain't finna keep doing that. So, little homie, man, come holler at big homie, man. I'm just saying, man. I'm gonna chime you on in live. You can smoke your one. You can chop it up with me for a minute. You know, you going through some shit. Niggas on the block fucking with you. your job getting you a hard time. You know what I'm saying? You thinking about slapping the shit out your baby mama because she don't want to goddamn me cook the ooze or noodle and shit, man. Just call and holler at me before you put your hands on. Before you put your goddamn hands on, you run your glass to the bathroom somewhere, my nigga. Lock the door and just go on. Yeah, especially if you catch me live now. Go on, come on in and holler at me. Bow, man, big homie. Man, this mom about made me slap shit out of a big homie. Man, I talk you down through it, man. Hoping I can talk her down through it, too. I promise you, dog. We ain't finna do that. I ain't gonna even let you go out like that. Especially if you're in the 757. Them folk gonna give you a football number. You know that. And you know I ain't lying. Man, them folk gonna put you up on the jet. Put your hands on a woman. You can do any type of vibe. I don't see how y'all do it. I don't know how y'all do it. The time they get y'all, man, for committing crime. I don't know how the hell y'all do it. Man, you get caught with a pocket knife, man. You might want to give you 40 years. Nope. Commonwealth? Nope. A lawyer gonna cost you $20,000, $30,000. Man, you niggas ain't got no $20,000, $30,000 laying around, man, for no goddamn lawyer. Stop it. Playing around up here, man. So, nah, man, y'all bullshitting. 757, man, we gonna be all right, baby. Man, hell nah, man, I don't know how y'all ain't here. Hell nah. Nah, man, we ain't gonna do that, little homie. We gonna figure this shit out, man. There's plenty of work around here in the 757. I be around here. Everybody wants some work. They need some help. So, you know what the hell. But yeah, like I said, this pretty much was a small introduction of the podcast that I'm about to start pushing, Big Homie podcast here. We gonna be all right, y'all. We gonna be all right. We gonna be all right. Like I said, I hope that gets you guys involved, man. I hope we can do some great stuff up here in the 757. I will be throwing some events throughout the community. I know at Norfolk Park, I like that park. I'm gonna go to the ghetto. I want to go everywhere they tell me don't go. Yeah. I want to go everywhere they tell me don't go. Bad news, I'm coming, baby. Yes, sir. Bad news, I'm coming, baby. They said don't go to bad news. They said bad news so bad, it may mean it. Man, I'm coming. Man, that's where I'm from. Man, I'm coming, man. I'm coming home. What's happening, baby? Yeah. Yeah. They got y'all fucked up. Suffolk, what it do, man? P-Town, what's happening? Yeah, we coming through. Yeah, Richmond, what it do, babe? Yes, sir. We coming through, man. Don't play with it. You know I can't forget Chesapeake. Yeah. All y'all, man. 757-901. Stop the violence, man. The podcast coming up, man. Y'all get ready for it. Eddie Keezy.